This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm encouraging you to let your authentic self take center stage. This was surely what David learned that he had to do. Prior to David defeating Goliath, he told King Saul that he wasn't afraid and he believed that he could actually defeat Goliath. Saul didn't believe him at first, but David insisted. Finally, Saul gave in and immediately began to prepare David for battle. But Saul's way of preparing David was by giving him a bronze helmet and a coat of mail, which is this protective garment made of metal rings. He even strapped a sword over David. And at first, David tried these things on for size and walked around for a little while, but he quickly became very uncomfortable. He told Saul that he had never worn such things before and that he couldn't go to battle in them. He explained to Saul that when he watched over his father's sheep and a lion or bear came to steal a lamb, he used his bare hands to club and attack that animal. What he was really telling Saul is that he would rather go into battle as his authentic self, using the skills and gifts that God blessed him with, rather than to rely on Saul's extra armor. In the end, we see that David was victorious using what God gave him. And today I'm encouraging you to do the same. And also to tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today as I try my best to use what God gave me in my first television segment on NBC. But before you do that, remember these words: I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. So today, take center stage.